As the days get closer and closer to the time when Jesus will return to the Father, Jesus intensifies his teachings to his disciples as to what is really at the heart of Christian discipleship. The Gospels in the last few Sundays before the Ascension, which we are going to be celebrating this coming Sunday, are what we call the summarizing teachings of Jesus, highlighting the core elements of Christianity, of the Christian faith. And one of these core teaching elements is what we heard in the gospel today. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Just ponder or reflect on that for a second. Loving God, according to Jesus, supposes or presupposes obedience, that is to keep his commandments. And the word obedience comes from the Latin word obediere, which means to listen, to listen. Obediere, to listen. To love genuinely then requires listening, that is heartfelt listening, so that as we listen, we are able to obey. And I would like to emphasize the words heartfelt listening as an important quality of obedience, therefore of loving. When we say we obey God's commandments because we love, this obedience that we refer to is not the blind kind of obedience, but an obedience that is product of careful reflection, of study, of analysis, of prayer, and most importantly, having entered into a personal and deep relationship with God. We obey God as an important manifestation of loving Him, not because of fear, not even because of an outward obligation, but because we are so convinced of the importance of this relationship. You know, just think of the important and loving relationships that you have in your life. In these relationships, there are certain unwritten rules or unspoken rules, or using the words in the gospel today, certain commandments that we follow that put a structure in these relationships. In marriage, there is that unwritten rule of fidelity, of shared life, of respect, of intimacy, and so on. And following these unwritten rules manifest the love of the spouse to the other. The same thing with a vocation that I embrace, the priesthood. There are certain expectations that I have to live by. In our own spiritual life, in our own Christian living, Jesus says that they are the commandments as a measure of loving. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And this explains why one of the best ways to prepare us for a good confession, for a good examination of conscience, is to go through the commandments. What do you normally do to have to prepare yourselves for a good confession, for a good examination of conscience? What I normally do is I just go through the commandments. And then I put, like, whenever I prepare myself to go to confession, I would list the commandments, and then I have another category here, like a blank slots, and there I put the sins that I did against the commandments. And that's what I bring whenever I go to my confessor for confession. And Bennett helps me. You know, how many times I have failed in my loving. But also, what are the things that I need to work on to so that I grow more and more in my love, in my call. The commandments provides us a context on what loving God and our neighbor mean. Commandments are not just what some people say, outdated or irrelevant, institutionally imposed rules over us, but rather they express and facilitate and put the context for a healthy and vibrant spiritual life. But we know that this is easily said than done. That's why Jesus reinforces his statement, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." He reinforces that with a promise. And what did he say in the gospel today? "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept because it neither sees or know him. I will not leave you orphans." That's the reinforcement that Jesus promised to us in the gospel today after he said, "If you love me, you keep my commandments." Jesus promises that we will not be alone in navigating this love relationship with the Father. He promises the Holy Spirit as our advocate, the one who will continue to strengthen us in our perseverance in the loving relationship with the Father, the same Holy Spirit that we will celebrate 2 Sundays from now in the solemnity of the Pentecost. After my homily, we will have the celebration of the confirmation for Annika. And we are doing this early because they were going to be moving overseas. And in the confirmation rite that we will celebrate in a few minutes from now, I ask you to pay attention on the rituals that speak eloquently of the role of the Holy Spirit. I mentioned this probably last year during the Feast of the Pentecost, that the Holy Spirit has 3 main functions in us. The Holy Spirit has 3 main functions as you receive him today in a very special way in the sacrament of confirmation. And what are these 3 main functions? First is to melt us. Melt our fears. Melt those things that hinder us to fully commit ourselves to God. Just like the Holy Spirit melted the hardened hearts and fears of the disciples before Pentecost, rendering them helpless, the Holy Spirit melts also all those fears that block us to truly commit ourselves 100% to the gospel. And secondly, after melting us, the Holy Spirit will gonna mold us. Mold us back according to the plan of God, molding us as new persons after having been melted. The Holy Spirit gives us a new and renewed self. We are no longer the same. The apostles experienced this. After being fearful, they became courageous in the proclamation of the gospel. And lastly, after melting us, after molding us, the Holy Spirit sends us. He sends us to announce the life-changing event that we experience in our lives so that other people might have the same experience. Our own experience of God's immense love cannot just be contained in us. It is a powerful stream that continues to flow, that impels and compels us to share with other people so that they too may be infected by the love of God. You know, one of the primary symbols of the Holy Spirit is fire, a burning fire. And when a fire touches a thing, that thing is completely changed, completely transformed into a new thing. So we have to be convinced that when the Holy Spirit touches us, we can never be the same person again. The promise of the Holy Spirit is part of this loving plan of God. He knows that on our own, we cannot sustain our relationship with Him, so He gives us His Spirit to steer us to the right direction, to keep us faithful and persevering in our relationship. That's why there is really no excuse for us to slack and be discouraged in our pursuit to grow better in our own relationship with God, because we have all the help that we need in order to grow and flourish in our loving relationship with Him. So looking at our loving relationship with God, do we say that it is strong? Because using the language of Christ Himself in the gospel, we are keeping His commandments. You know, there is always a room to grow in love every single day. Because we all know, you know, including myself, as I reflect on this, I am not always 100% attentive to the commandments. Every single day, I lapse. I overlook one over the other. How aware and conscious are we of the Holy Spirit's role as our advocate in strengthening this loving relationship with God? Come, Holy Spirit, melt us, mold us, and send us.